concerns, Ms. Torrey?
I would like to go through each item.
Like a review of the report? Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Nice and loud, please.
Okay, certainly. So starting on page one, you'll see the airport 2017 requested projects and the scoring for those projects. And if there's any questions, you can certainly answer any of those.
Question, Madam Chair.
Sure, Supervisor Satori.
If I'm speaking out of turn here, please correct me. It's my understanding that the airport, in terms of finances, is totally self-contained and is self-funded through the fees that they collect. Is that correct?
Chair, committee members, yes, the airport has a different financing structure rather than, so for instance, they typically will use other means of financing such as passenger facility charge revenue, whereas the other departments will use general obligation bonding, they'll use sales tax revenue, tax levy, and other sorts of financing mechanisms. That's why the airport's held separately and out of the bonding cap from all other county departments.
So we are not, when we're talking about the airport budget, we aren't talking about property tax levy, we aren't talking about sales tax, we aren't talking about the traditional revenue levels or capabilities that general government services have.
Chair, committee members, yes, that's correct.
That kind of confirmed what I wanted to reconfirm what my thinking was on that, and thank you very much.
Certainly, you're welcome. So moving on to page two, you'll see the 2018 through 2021 capital request for the airport. And if there's any questions, again, we can answer those questions or move on. Okay. So on page three, you'll see the scored project overview for the 2017 capital requested projects for all other departments other than the airport. In table one, you'll see the high score funded projects. The first column there, the high scored projects, you'll see a bond amount of 40.4, a cash amount of 10.1 for a total of 50.5 million in county contribution. The 2017 cap in the next column represents 40.4 for the bonding cap and a 20% cash goal of $10.1 million for a $50.5 million county contribution. On the last column there, you'll see whether or not we were over or under each of those, the bonding cap or the cash goals. So we came within about $16,000 of the county contribution goal. On the second table, you'll see the low score or non-funded projects that did not fit within those financing policies. Those totaled bond and cash of about $44.4 million. And finally, on the third table, you'll see the high and low scored projects. Again, all scored projects, bond and cash separated of $94.8 million. The second column, again, is reiteration of the 2017 bond and cash cap. And then overall, all projects relative to that, relative to the county funding policies, were over those amounts by $44.3 million. So moving on to the next section of bond finance projects, starting on page four, you'll see a number of projects there on the upper left-hand corner, mandated, contractual, and ongoing funded projects, items 1 through 21, total $37.5 million. And high score and funded, items 22 through 29 are $2.9 million. and then projects over the bonding cap and not funded, items 30 through 61, $28.2 million. So again, those are pages 4 through 6. Do you have any questions on those? Beginning on page 7 through 8, you'll see the cash financed projects. Again, on the upper left-hand corner, mandated, contractual, and ongoing that were funded, items 1 through 11 for $10.1 million. Projects that were over that cash goal and not funded, items 12 through 48, was approximately $16.1 million. So those were the 2017 projects and the breakout by how they were funded, either bond or cash financed. So beginning on pages 9 through 24, we have the capital project requests for the out years or the planning years. If you look in on starting on page 9, and these will follow the same format for years 18 through 2021, on the upper left-hand corner, you'll see the total projects requested by that specific year. So for 2018, there were 130 projects at $99.4 million in county financing that would have been required. The county financing, again, all the out years assume a 3% increase over the previous year's bond amount and a 20% cash financing goal. So for 2018, that goal was $52 million for total county financing. That meant that approximately 39 projects at $52 million could be funded, and projects that could not be funded, items 40 through 130, totaled $47.4 million. If you look at page 10, you'll see the at item 39, the red dotted line, which delineates the projects above that line were funded and below are non-funded. And for the out years, it's important to note that the scoring criteria that we used for 2017 projects was not applied. That's a much more detailed and kind of rigorous review of projects, considering the amount of projects that are in the out years, a couple hundred, the time limits that we have. We did not apply that scoring criteria. Rather, these are ranked by the department rankings that were given us to us at the beginning of the request. So starting on page 14 and going through page 17, you'll see the 2019 requested projects. Total projects for that year were 92 at $111.5 million. Available county financing of approximately 53.6, which allowed us to fund 63 projects at $53.6 million. And non-funded projects, items 64 through 92, of approximately $57.9 million. And then beginning on page 18 through 21, you'll see the 2020 planning year, 83 projects for that year were planned, requested at $111.2 million. County financing of $55.2 million, which allowed us to fund 49 projects at $55.2 million. Non-funded projects, items 51 through 83, at approximately $56 million. And then finally, the 2021 planning year, starting on page 22, going through page 24. 75 projects requested or planned at $147.2 million. County financing of $56.9 million allowed us to fund 54 projects at $56.8 million. Non-funded projects, items 55 through 75, totaled $90.4 million. happy to take any questions if you have them.
We will see if there are any questions from committee members, and then we'll take comments from the public or staff in the audience. If you are from the public and would like to speak, there are blue cards at the back of the room which should be filled out and given to the committee coordinator. Are there questions from committee members?
Actually, please refresh my memory. If something doesn't make it in 1 year, is it then pushed into the next year and then ranked for that year, or does it just fall by the wayside? What happens to the projects that don't get funded?
Chair, committee members, those just are not, they're not rolled forward, if you will, into the next year. Those are, for the next year's process, departments, when they're putting together their requests, they're asked to, they'll again evaluate those projects, and they'll either include those in the proceeding year, or they'll put them somewhere in their five-year plan. Each and every year that the process begins.
So when we're doing this grouping right now, they are not rolled forward.
Okay. Correct.
Thank you.
Other questions by committee members? Okay. Is there anyone from the audience who wished to speak? The ordinances do require the committee to submit the five-year capital improvements plan to the county board and the county executive, so we would need a motion to approve the report. Anyone would like to do so? Supervisor Satori?
I'll move for approval.
Okay. Great. All right, there's a motion to approve the report. Madam Coordinator, please call the roll.
Alfaro?
Aye.
Sartori?
Aye.
Dranzik?
Aye.
Eli?
Aye.
Creclow?
Aye.
Madam Chair?
Aye.
There are 6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion prevails.
Okay. Item number 3, please.